Abdul Baha, Prophet of God, is asked to come to Spokane. Tuesday, September 17, 1912, Spokane. Publication, Spokane Washington Daily Chronicle. About 26 converts of the Baha'i movement in Spokane are awaiting definite news whether Abdul Baha Abbas, Prophet of God and exponent of the universal religion, will visit the city on his trip to Western America, which the Spokane believers have been informed will result in his arrival at San Francisco about September 26th. The Persian prophet, looked upon by 3 million people in various parts of the world as a deliverer of humanity, has been invited to visit Spokane either on his way to or return from San Francisco. And the Reverend A.C. Cryer, pastor of the local Universalist Church of Divine Science, has offered his pulpit for use of the prophet should he decide to stop over here. It would be one of the greatest events in the history of Spokane if Abdul Baha would visit us here, said A.C. Killius of 121 Fifth Avenue, at whose home the Spokane Spiritual Baha'i Assembly, local organization of the Baha'i movement, meets. Mr. Killius attended the Convention of American Converts at Chicago this spring, heralding the arrival in this country of the prophet. Mrs. M.L. O'Cleef of E304 28th Avenue, also prominent among the local believers, had information Monday that Abdul Baha had left Buffalo September 13th for Chicago, following a stay in the eastern states, and would leave for the Pacific Coast soon after arrival at Chicago. No paid ministers. We have given him an urgent invitation to come to Spokane, said Mrs. O'Cleef. Many of us met him in Chicago, and we believe that our invitation will be accepted. The Baha'i movement means the abolition of all paid ministers and priests. Abdul Baha, as the prophet of God and exponent of universal peace, receives no pay, and his religion, when established, will need no paid advocates. The object of the Baha'i movement, according to its professors, is the establishment of a universal religion. It offers to mankind, they say, a practical basis of unity, one which is in direct line with the great world needs of this age. The movement dates from 1844 with the rise of the great Persian teacher, the Bab, who proclaimed the coming of a greater teacher who would establish the universal religion and universal peace. The Bab was a martyr to the cause, a victim of the Muslims in Persia, and the promised great teacher appeared. He was Baha'u'llah, father of Abdul Baha, the present leader. He was persecuted by enemies of the new religion for 40 years, the period of his mission, and died in prison in 1892. Abdul Baha was constantly with his father during his persecution and imprisonment, and for 40 years the son was himself a prisoner, held by the Sultan of Turkey. With the coming of the Young Turks movement in 1898, Abdul Baha was released. His religion is now the predominating one in Persia, and the Prophet himself, besides America, has visited England and France since his release.